I had been fired by Mr. Hirsch in person from the New York Evening Journal, but Joe Connolly, the head of the King Features Syndicate, their feature syndicate, hired me again for Mr. Hirsch to come to Washington upon the election of Mr. Roosevelt to write a column called The Washington Sideshow. And they'd had about three men, and they all got fired. But it was a revelation. The extraordinary excitement. The whole country came to Washington. They came with poems. They came with ideas. The great part of it was the NRA code hearing. And again, I attended these hearings instead of checking the handouts, as did 95% of my colleagues of the press. They would sit in the ante room of the Department of Commerce and get a summary of what was going on. I got fired from that job, again directly by Mr. Hirsch, because I had summarized the cabinet and said that Henry Wallace, bumbling as he seemed to the press, was going to prove the strongest and most controversial man in Mr. Roosevelt's cabinet. I hadn't known that Hirsch had a fruit company, I think the Del Monte Fruit Company, whatever, he was against Wallace's agriculture policy because of personal reasons. And then the wire said, Wallace is crazy, discontinued low-interest comp. So I had had enough of the daily grind anyway. So I went back to New York. I was film movie critic and judge. It was failing, but that was my trade, and I kept that trade as long as I worked for the government. Matter of fact, the only way I could afford to work for the government. But what I wanted to do was put together a one-hour newsreel from the election, Mr. Roosevelt, to the extraordinary events of the repeal of Prohibition, the beginning of horse racing in New York City, the whole, well, I can just say, not only the 100 days, but the hope, and yet the violence that took place, and the kidnapping, and the tear gassing of striking workers. I only had one or two acquaintances with large money. I didn't even attempt Hollywood. And they just thought I couldn't do it for a limited fund. They thought in terms of $1 million production. So I turned to still pictures, got big 36-inch cardboard, and with the help of Dr. Aga, who was the art director of Condé Nast.
Vanity Fair.
So we laid it out, and Funk and Wallace brought it out. It was Roosevelt year, 1934.